One of the soldiers held up his hand, motioning for her to return to her apartment.
Signora, rientri subito in casa.
Sienna took another rickety step, shaking her fist angrily.
Avete svegliato mio marito che malato?
Langdon listened in bewilderment. They woke up your ailing husband? The other soldier now raised his machine gun and aimed directly at her.
Ferma o sparo.
Sienna stopped short, cursing them mercilessly as she hobbled backward away from them. The men hurried on, disappearing up the stairs. Not quite Shakespearean acting, Langdon thought, but impressive. Apparently a background in drama could be a versatile weapon. Sienna removed the jacket from her head and tossed it back to Langdon.
Okay, follow me.
This time Langdon followed without hesitation. They descended to the landing above the lobby, where two more soldiers were just entering the elevator to go upstairs. On the street outside, another soldier stood watch beside the van, his black uniform stretched taut across his muscular body. In silence, Sienna and Langdon hurried downstairs toward the basement. The underground carport was dark and smelled of urine. Sienna jogged over to a corner packed with scooters and motorcycles. She stopped at a silver trike, a three-wheeled moped contraption that looked like the ungainly offspring of an Italian Vespa and an adult tricycle. She ran her slender hand beneath the trike's front fender and removed a small magnetized case. Inside was a key, which she inserted and revved the engine. Seconds later, Langdon was seated behind her on the bike. Precariously perched on the small seat, Langdon groped at his sides looking for hand grips or something to steady himself.
Not the moment for modesty,
Sienna said, grabbing his hands and wrapping them around her slender waist.
You'll want to hold on.
Langdon did exactly that as Sienna gunned the trike up the exit ramp. The vehicle had more power than he would have imagined, and they nearly left the ground as they launched out of the garage, emerging into the early morning light about 50 yards from the main entrance. The brawny soldier in front of the building turned at once to see Langdon and Sienna tearing away, their trike letting out a high-pitched whine as she opened the throttle. Perched on the back, Langdon peered back over his shoulder toward the soldier, who now raised his weapon and took careful aim. Langdon braced himself. A single shot rang out, ricocheting off the trike's back fender, barely missing the base of Langdon's spine.
Jesus!
Sienna made a hard left at an intersection, and Langdon felt himself sliding, fighting to keep his balance.
Lean toward me,
she shouted. Langdon leaned forward, centering himself again as Sienna raced the trike down a larger thoroughfare. They had driven a full block before Langdon began breathing again.
Who the hell were those men?
Sienna's focus remained locked on the road ahead as she raced down the avenue, weaving in and out of the light morning traffic. Several pedestrians did double takes as they passed, apparently puzzled to see a 6-foot man in a Brioni suit riding behind a slender woman. Langdon and Sienna had traveled 3 blocks and were approaching a major intersection when horns blared up ahead. A sleek black van rounded the corner on 2 wheels, fishtailing into the intersection, and then accelerating up the road directly toward them. The van was identical to the soldier's van back at the apartment building. Sienna immediately swerved hard to her right and slammed on the brakes. Langdon's chest pressed hard into her back as she skidded to a stop out of sight behind a parked delivery truck. She nestled the trike up to the rear bumper of the truck and killed the engine.
Did they see us?
She and Langdon huddled low and waited, breathless. The van roared past without hesitation, apparently never having seen them. As the vehicle sped by, however, Langdon caught a fleeting glimpse of someone inside. In the back seat, an attractive older woman was wedged between 2 soldiers like a captive. Her eyes sagged, and her head bobbed as if she were delirious or maybe drugged. She wore an amulet and had long silver hair that fell in ringlets. For a moment, Langdon's throat clenched, and he thought he'd seen a ghost. It was the woman from his visions.